In the vast narrative of the Bible, we encounter various episodes that reveal the profound humanity of Jesus, the Son of God. Among these, there is an aspect that often goes unnoticed, the occasions when Jesus shed tears. Throughout his earthly ministry, there were three significant moments when tears flowed from the Savior's eyes, showcasing his compassion, his pain, and his love for humanity. In this video, we will explore these three instances to gain a deeper understanding of the heart of Jesus and his relationship with us, his children. Join me on this journey of reflection and discovery as we explore the three times Jesus wept in the Bible. First, in the biblical account of the Gospel of John, chapter 11, we encounter a moving and profoundly human moment in the life of Jesus Christ, his reaction at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. This passage, though brief, encapsulates Jesus' compassion, humanity, and divine power in a way that resonates through the centuries and continues to be a source of comfort and hope for believers. The account in the Bible is presented as follows. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" John 11:32-37. The account begins with the news of Lazarus's illness, a close friend of Jesus and brother to Martha and Mary. Despite receiving the message, Jesus remains where he is for 2 days before heading to Bethany, where Lazarus is. When he finally arrives, Lazarus has been dead and buried for 4 days. It is at this crucial moment that we witness the humanity of Jesus in its purest and most touching form. Despite knowing he has the power to raise Lazarus from the dead, Jesus is deeply moved by the grief and suffering of those mourning the loss of his friend. The scene culminates with one of the shortest yet most powerful phrases in Scripture: Jesus wept. Jesus weeping at Lazarus's tomb is a poignant testimony to his profound humanity and his ability to empathize and share in human suffering. Although he knew he would raise Lazarus, Jesus did not dismiss the pain and sorrow of those who loved him. Instead of showing indifference or detachment, Jesus joins in the weeping of those in distress, offering comfort and compassion in their moment of need. This passage reminds us that while Jesus is the Son of God, he also shared our humanity and experienced all the emotions and struggles we face in life. His tears for Lazarus teach us that we are not alone in our pain. God is close to the brokenhearted, and his love and compassion are unwavering, even in the midst of our hardest trials. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18. Second, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 41 to 44, we find a touching moment in the life of Jesus, his weeping over the city of Jerusalem. This passage not only shows us Jesus' humanity and compassion, but also reveals the divine sorrow over the imminent destruction of a city that had witnessed numerous manifestations of God's grace and mercy. Here is the biblical passage as found in the Bible. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." Luke 19:41-44. The account begins with Jesus approaching Jerusalem. As he nears, he looks at the city and weeps over it. In his weeping, there is a deep understanding of what is to come, the destruction of Jerusalem and the suffering that awaits its people. Jesus laments the lack of faith and rebellion against God that characterized the city, leading to its inevitable fate. Jerusalem, with its magnificent temple and rich history of religious and prophetic events, had been the center of worship and faith for the Jewish people. However, over the centuries, it had lost its way, straying from God's commandments and rejecting His messengers of grace. The lack of repentance and the hardness of heart sealed its fate. Jesus' weeping reveals not only His compassion for human suffering, but also divine sorrow over the loss of those who stray from His path. Through His tears, we see God's love for His people, even amidst sin and rebellion. Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, longs to gather His flock and protect them from the impending danger. The prophecy of Jerusalem's destruction tragically came to pass in AD 70 when Roman legions devastated the city and destroyed the temple, leaving a trail of death and desolation. However, Jesus' weeping also contains a warning for all future generations. It reminds us of the consequences of sin and the importance of remaining faithful to God at all times. Jesus' weeping over Jerusalem calls us to reflection and repentance. It urges us to examine our hearts and recognize any lack of faith or rebellion against God that may exist in our lives. It reminds us that even in divine judgment, there is hope and forgiveness for those who sincerely turn to Him. Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Acts 3:19. Third, in the Gospels of Matthew 26:36-46 and Mark 14:32-42, we find a deeply moving moment in the life of Jesus, His agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. This episode, known as the Weeping in Gethsemane, reveals the vulnerable humanity of Jesus as He faces the overwhelming weight of His divine destiny. After the Last Supper, Jesus takes His disciples to the Mount of Olives, where the Garden of Gethsemane is located. There, Jesus begins to feel an overwhelming anguish and sadness. He steps away from His disciples and falls to His knees to pray. In His agony, He begs God the Father to take the cup of suffering from Him, but always submits to the divine will. The account in the Bible says the following: "Then Jesus went with His disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and He said to them, 'Sit here while I go over there and pray.' He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with Him, and He began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then He said to them, 'My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with Me.' Going a little farther, He fell with His face to the ground and prayed, 'My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from Me, yet not as I will, but as You will.' Then He returned to His disciples and found them sleeping. 'Couldn't you men keep watch with Me for 1 hour?' He asked Peter. 'Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.' He went away a second time and prayed, 'My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may Your will be done.' When He came back, He again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So He left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then He returned to the disciples and said to them, 'Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes My betrayer.'" Matthew 26:36-46. The weeping in Gethsemane is a moving testimony to the humanity of Jesus. Despite being the Son of God, Jesus experiences physical and emotional suffering in its entirety. His anguish is so profound that He sweats drops of blood, a phenomenon known as hematidrosis, which evidences His extreme stress and emotional suffering. In this crucial moment, Jesus shows His humanity by facing the fear, anxiety, and sadness that any human being would experience in the face of a violent death. His weeping and supplication to God reflect the vulnerability of His human nature and His deep desire to avoid suffering. Despite His anguish, Jesus also reveals His divinity in the Garden of Gethsemane. Though He faces the suffering and separation from God the Father implied by His sacrifice on the cross, Jesus fully submits to the divine will. In his prayer, he declares, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." Matthew 26:39. This total submission to God's will demonstrates the perfect unity between Jesus and his Heavenly Father. Moreover, the fact that Jesus can bear the weight of the world's sin and face his destiny with courage and determination shows his power and sovereignty as the Son of God. Though he experiences human weakness, his divinity is not diminished in any way. The weeping in Gethsemane is a poignant reminder of Jesus' deep compassion and unconditional love for humanity. By facing suffering and death on the cross, Jesus demonstrates his willingness to sacrifice for the redemption and salvation of all human beings. This episode teaches us valuable lessons about prayer and submission to the divine will. Jesus shows us that even in our moments of greatest anguish and despair, we can find comfort and strength in the presence and communion with God. His tears extend beyond his own pain and reflect his deep compassion for the suffering and misunderstanding of others. As the central figure of Christianity, Jesus embodies God's love and compassion for humanity. His tears are a testimony to his identification with human suffering and his desire to redeem it. In the case of Lazarus, Jesus weeps not only for the loss of his friend, but also for the pain experienced by Mary, Martha, and the other mourners. His weeping shows his empathy and his connection to human suffering, revealing that God shares our sorrows and our tears. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Romans 12:15. When he weeps over Jerusalem, Jesus laments the unbelief and rebellion of the city, as well as the sadness for its imminent destruction. His tears are a symbol of his deep longing for reconciliation and his desire for the city and its people to turn to God and find peace. "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. In Gethsemane, Jesus' tears show his anguish over the weight of human sin and the suffering he will face on the cross. His pain is not only physical, but also spiritual, as he bears the weight of humanity's sins and experiences temporary separation from God the Father. "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering." Isaiah 53:4. Each episode of Jesus' weeping is intrinsically linked to a miraculous act that shows his transforming power over death and despair. These miraculous acts demonstrate Jesus' divinity and his ability to overcome even the most disheartening situations. When Jesus weeps for Lazarus's death, his weeping precedes one of the most well-known miracles of his ministry, the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead. This miracle not only demonstrates Jesus' power over physical death, but also his ability to restore hope and life to those in the depths of despair. Similarly, Jesus' tears for Jerusalem are followed by his triumphant entry into the city and his preaching in the temple, symbolizing his power to transform unbelief and rebellion into faith and worship. In Gethsemane, Jesus' tears are the prelude to his arrest, crucifixion, and subsequent resurrection, representing the ultimate victory over sin and death. His agony in the garden shows his humanity, but also his willingness to submit to God's redemptive plan for humanity's salvation. Despite the pain and sadness he experiences, Jesus demonstrates his authority over sickness, death, and sin through his actions and teachings, bringing life, hope, and redemption to those around him. His ability to heal the sick, raise the dead, and forgive sins shows his divinity and his power over all forms of human affliction. When Jesus heals the sick, he shows his compassion and his desire to alleviate human suffering. His miracles not only restore physical health, but also symbolize the spiritual and emotional healing he offers through his love and grace. By raising the dead, as in the case of Lazarus, Jesus reveals his authority over death itself. His power to bring the dead back to life demonstrates his mastery over humanity's final enemy and offers hope of eternal life to those who believe in him. By forgiving sins and offering redemption, Jesus shows his ability to free people from the burden of sin and guilt. His sacrifice on the cross is the expression of his redemptive love that offers salvation to all who repent and believe in him. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Matthew 9:2. During the narrative of the events surrounding Jesus' crucifixion, nature seems to react symbolically to the suffering of the Son of God, as if the world itself shared his lament and pain. The Gospels recount that while Jesus was being crucified, the earth shook, and darkness covered the land for several hours, from noon until the afternoon. This sudden darkening of the sky is interpreted as a symbol of divine affliction and suffering, reflecting the pain and anguish of Jesus as he bore the weight of the world's sin. Likewise, the accounts also mention that there was an earthquake and that the rocks split, symbolizing the impact of the Messiah's death on creation itself. These extraordinary natural events are interpreted as a direct response to Jesus' suffering, as if the earth itself were weeping and lamenting the injustice being committed. The sympathy of nature for Jesus' pain reinforces the idea that his sacrifice not only affected humanity, but also all creation. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split. Matthew 27:51. This detail highlights the connection between Jesus' human experience and the natural world around him, showing a profound harmony between creation and its creator. The biblical narrative suggests that nature itself responded to the suffering of the Son of God, as if it were in tune with his pain and sacrifice. This harmony between Jesus and creation reflects the biblical teaching that all creation awaits the redemption and restoration that come through Christ's redemptive work. The idea that nature responds to Jesus' suffering also emphasizes divine compassion and solidarity with humanity. Jesus, as God incarnate, experienced human suffering in its deepest form, and nature's reaction suggests that his suffering did not go unnoticed nor was ignored. On the contrary, all creation seems to join in an act of mourning and recognition of Jesus' supreme sacrifice on the cross. Returning to the episode of Lazarus' resurrection, this event is not only a demonstration of Jesus' power over death, but also a manifestation of his deep connection with human beings. When Jesus wept, he showed that human pain and suffering are not insignificant to God. This aligns with the verse from Isaiah that says, "In all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old." Isaiah 63:9. Jesus also demonstrated that even with all his power and divinity, he was not exempt from human feelings. In Hebrews 4:15 we read, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin." This verse reinforces the idea that Jesus understands our pains and difficulties because he experienced them himself. Moreover, the miracle of Lazarus' resurrection serves as a prelude to Jesus' own resurrection, which is the foundation of our Christian faith. In 1 Corinthians 15:20-22, Paul writes, "But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." This event teaches us that our hope is not only in the present life, but in the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." John 11:25. This promise is an unparalleled comfort to all who believe. Looking at the second episode, where Jesus weeps over Jerusalem, we see the expression of a deep and painful love for a people who were about to face great suffering due to their rejection of God. This scene reminds us of the heart of a God who longs for reconciliation with his creation. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. St. Peter 3:9. Jesus weeps for the city because he sees not only its imminent physical destruction, but also the spiritual loss of many souls. In Jeremiah 29:11, God declares, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God's desire is always for our good, even when we stray from him. Jesus' warning about Jerusalem also serves as a call to repentance for all of us. Just as Jerusalem had its chance to hear and accept the message of salvation, we too have ours. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Isaiah 55:6. The third episode, in the Garden of Gethsemane, reveals Jesus' internal struggle in the face of the suffering he was about to endure. This is a moment of profound surrender to God's will, despite the pain it would cause. In Philippians 2:8, Paul describes Jesus' obedience, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. This moment in Gethsemane teaches us about the importance of submission to God's will, even when it means facing great challenges. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Jesus' prayer in the garden is an example of how we should seek God's strength in times of anguish. In 1 Peter 5:7, we are encouraged to cast all our anxiety on God. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Moreover, Jesus' agony in Gethsemane shows the seriousness of sin and the cost of our redemption. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Romans 4:25. Jesus, while his suffering was necessary for us to be reconciled with God, let's also consider the emotional and spiritual impact of Jesus' sacrifice. In Isaiah 53:3-5, we read a prophetic description of Jesus' suffering. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Jesus' suffering was not in vain, it was the price of our peace and spiritual healing. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. 1 Peter 3:18. Let's also remember that despite the agony Jesus faced, he was victorious. Jesus' resurrection is the proof that death and sin were conquered. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Acts 2:24. Each of these tears shed by Jesus reflects a different aspect of his mission and character. They remind us of his humanity, his compassion, and his sacrificial love. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John 15:13. Now, how can we apply these teachings in our daily lives? First, by recognizing that Jesus understands our pains and struggles, we can seek comfort and strength in him. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. Additionally, we are called to live a life of compassion, following Jesus' example. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. We must also remember the importance of repentance and constantly seeking God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Finally, as we face our own struggles and moments of anguish, we can look to Jesus' example in Gethsemane and find strength in our faith and trust in God's will. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Now that we have reflected on the depth of Jesus' tears, let's continue to delve into how these lessons can shape our Christian walk. In Romans 8:28, we are reminded, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Every moment of pain and suffering that Jesus faced had a redemptive purpose. Similarly, our difficulties can be used by God for our spiritual growth and to draw us closer to Him. "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Matthew 5:4. Moreover, Jesus invites us to bring our burdens to Him. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. This invitation is a constant reminder that we do not need to carry our burdens alone. We can trust Jesus to give us rest and relief. It is also important to remember that Jesus' tears teach us about the importance of empathy and service to others. "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many." Mark 10:45. As followers of Christ, we are called to serve and love others just as He loved us. "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." John 13:35. In our prayers, we should remember to include requests for strength and wisdom to follow Jesus' example in all areas of our lives. "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." James 1:5. At the end of this video, I hope these reflections on Jesus' tears have touched your heart and deepened your understanding of His compassion, love, and sacrifice. Let us, as a community of faith, continue to seek to live according to Jesus' teachings, reflecting His love and grace in our daily lives. May God continue to abundantly bless each of you. If you feel moved by this message, do not hesitate to share your reflections and experiences in the comments. Let us support each other and grow together in faith. "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." Matthew 18:20. Thank you again for your time and support. May we continue to spread the message of hope, love, and redemption that we find in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's end this video with a prayer, asking God to help us internalize these lessons and live according to His will. Lord, we thank You for Your word and for reminding us of Jesus' compassion and love. Help us to follow His example, to love others as He loved us, and to find strength in You in all moments of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for watching, and may God bless you all abundantly.